am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
They got up to 96 here.
but it felt like 102.
That's how it feels. Bobby, how are you? Bobby?
You there, Bobby?
Bobby?
Hello? Hello, Bobby.
Maybe. No, it's not Bobby. Who is this? 954, you on the air?
David.
Oh, hi, David. Hey, David. Hi, David. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hot.
Great to be back.
You know, oh, I'm so happy to be back. And I have a couple of first announcements. We would like to welcome Susan as one of our hosts. As you know, we did sign that over the break. So, and Mandy is going to be a co-host whenever she can. She might not be on every Friday. So, yeah. Very sad news in the world of wrestling. Rowdy Piper, who I loved, passed away tonight, or today.
Oh, wow.
I'm in shock. I'm in shock because, you know, I love him. I loved him. And then, let's see.
He was so young. He was only 61.
61, yeah. I text Brian and I let him know, Mandy, in case he didn't know.
He sent me a message.
And then, I love country music, as everyone knows. And Lynn Anderson of Rose Garden passed away. And Bobby's here. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi. Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Bobby, we're only having an episode tonight because Coley's hot. Coley's very hot.
Yeah. I know. It's been pretty hot there, too.
No, I mean, it's not.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. But very quickly, I wanted to say I called I DVR'd Saturday night and watched Sunday morning the Mercy Bay movie that Cameron Madison and Allison Sweet was in, and I wanted to say,
oh, yeah, how was it?
It was a good film, and you know, I got a text at 5 in the morning from Maggie on Monday morning telling me about that, and so I just think it'd be great to get one of them on the show before they do the sequel, which is coming out on Christmas, or when Allison's next film for Hallmark comes out next month. It would be great to get her on.
You know, I would try my best, Bobby.
Yes. And I just wanted to say congratulations before we go on the way to Michelle Stafford and Teresa Castro. I hope I'm pronouncing Teresa's name.
No, that's okay.
With the baby, Sabrina and Nina, of course, were on their on the baby announcement. I'm just happy for them.
Okay. Do we know if Michelle Stafford is pregnant this time? Oh, if she doing by surrogate again, does anyone know?
I think she said on a Periscope chat just the other day that it was a surrogate.
Oh, well, you know, awesome. I mean, I'm really happy for her, you know? Her daughter is so cute.
Yes, I know. And by the way, if Michelle is listening, please come on the show. And if you're looking for a boyfriend, future husband, somebody for the kids, I'm your man.
Bobby,
but,
you are totally funny.
Yeah.
Let's see,
throughout
the show, I'm going to be teasing. Next week, we are on every day, you guys.
Next week?
Okay. Next week.
Great.
I mean, you know, starting on the 3rd, we have Zodi, Vancini, something like that. He's from, he was on AMC and Guiding Light. He will be on here.
Yeah,
and then Daytime After Dark is probably happy to announce that we have Brad Mall X Tony coming on.
Yay.
I know I'm amazing, right? He's coming on. Okay, does anyone here live on Mountain Time? Anybody here live on Mountain Time here? Anyone? Because I've been trying to figure out this whole Mountain Time.
I'm Eastern Time.
Mountain Time would be like, let's see, it's 10 o'clock right now here. Mountain Time would be like, okay, it's like
8 o'clock.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's like 8 o'clock over there right now. It's like 8:10
okay.
Over there.
Okay, Brad Mall will be here 1 o'clock Mountain Time, so I believe that's 12 o'clock, you know, West Coast time, and, 2 o'clock Maggie time. And, yeah, and you guys call in for him. I love Brad Mall. I fell in love with him on the new hospital. I love Dr. Tony. I always wanted Tony to come and operate on me.
Right.
Right.
Now I know you're going to get into this a little bit later, but with Ally's death on B&B, which was shocking and sad.
Yes.
Does this mean Ashlyn Pierce will be leaving the show or not? Because I'm just a little bit concerned about that.
Well, what are you concerned about?
I'm concerned that Ashlyn Pierce will leave the show now that her character has been killed off.
No, she's not leaving the show. Wait, are we talking about Ally? We talking about Ally, right?
I mean,
well, okay.
I mean,
I've been wanting to say this for the last week. I believe Ally is not dead, you guys. I believe that in the core of my being, that Ally is not dead. Because, okay,
right.
it happened way too damn fast.
Right.
Yes.
Remember in Soap History, we've seen this on All My Children with Jesse, and most recently on General Hospital with Little Faith.
Yeah, but the thing is, it happened. Okay, it happened on a Thursday. We saw the aftermath on Friday, and then the funeral was Monday. Come on.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry, but it doesn't make sense. Anyone disagrees with me, they can say they disagree with me, but the writing was terrible about this. The writing was really terrible. I mean, we can all have defensive opinion, but I believe the writing was so bad on this Ally death thing. What did everyone else think?
I agree with you.
I did say
online somewhere that is how it is. I mean, because she's left the show.
Well, but you see, I mean, come on. You know, I mean, she could easily want to go to school and then come back, too.
Right.
You know?
Right. But,
You know, so, you know, but I'm sorry. I was crying, and I love Ivy, and I love Steffi. But, you know, for Ivy to blame Steffi on this, I'm having a hard time handling that. I mean, and the way Thorn and Winslow, I loved you to the moon and back, but blaming Steffi for this,
right.
It was so heartbreaking for me.
Right. I wanted to say a couple more things here. Days has been renewed, so that's good news. I don't have to worry about that for a while.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Bobby.
Yay.
I didn't.
And,
I wasn't worried. I was not worried whatsoever.
Right. And finally, I just wanted to say before I leave that I enjoyed that I didn't watch Tony's last show on GH, but I will definitely miss him. And like I said the other day to you on Facebook, he might make a guest appearance. But anyway,
yeah,
I'm
going to
just
I
get off the phone because I'm not only running out of minutes, but I'm going to try to watch maybe this week's days and maybe throughout the night or throughout the weekend just text you and Maggie about the show and just tell you how good they were.
Oh, yeah, go for it. And,
all right, so you have a good night.
Next month, you need to increase your minutes, Bobby. Now that you're a co-host, you need to increase your minutes. For your phone. Okay. Bobby left. Okay. Okay, so you guys, we are going to be talking about for a little while Anthony Geary. Look, he left the building on Monday. Carly has not been the same since Monday. I cried. I laughed. You know,
the way it ended Monday, I just was like, I figured that he was going to somehow, he was going to be killed off or something. The way he just walked off, I was like, what in the world?
Well, I kind of like that, the way they did that.
I'm glad he did. I mean, that means that he's going to, I'm glad that they is, I mean, that means I'm hoping that he will come back, especially with the way.
Oh, he will.
Especially with the way from where that that he's we've somewhere looked on that he's actually thinking about maybe coming back.
I think the whole part of it was with Calavati. Him and Calavati wasn't getting along with a lot of people. I don't know. I don't know what the deal was with that. But, you know, Calavati has left the building. So maybe this will be Tony's thing and come back. I mean, you know, I really hope so because I love Tony. I've always loved Tony. And I always loved Luke.
Luke is a great actor. Tony is a great actor. He's a great actor, Tony.
Man
won 8 Emmys. That's it. That's common in daytime. 8 Emmys.
And, you know, those sunny moments. Sunny and Luke moments had me at hello, and I cried. I was crying. Monique Spinal did a wonderful job because he was gonna miss his friend, and you know for me, you know you could see the love. The thing is, for me, it did good. And I know a lot of people were disappointed, but I felt like Laura, look at Laura, all we have there, goodbye so many times. And I wanted Sunny and Luke to have their moments. And I really wanted, I wish there was a Luke and Coley moment. But, oh, Maggie's here. Yay.
Hi.
Yay.
I got a new phone. And this phone number wasn't in it. Hi. My phone number wasn't in it for BlackRock. And I was going insane over here.
Well, we are glad. Maggie, don't you agree with, we've seen Luke and Laura's, goodbye like 100 times. It was time for Luke and Sunny to have their goodbye.
I think it was perfect the way it was done. It was done perfect, beautifully.
Yeah, and you know,
and it
gives them a way for Luke to come back.
Mm.
You know, they didn't kill him off. I love when he winked. He had
me wink.
He had me, but no, I was.
He's coming back.
You know, so yeah, so I mean, but we cried for nothing, but. I would have cried anyway because
the acting.
Yeah, the acting took me surprise. You know, it was okay. What is that? Everyone's best moment of Luke on screen, and I will go first with David.
Hi, David.
I think the Ice Princess storyline was my best moment. Ice Princess storyline. He has saved the world.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Princess storyline.
A very good one. Very good.
Well, okay. Do you have any, do you have any other moments for you? But look, David, you can have a couple. I mean, that's okay.
Oh. Mostly, he's mayor of Port Charles at one time. He's mayor of Port Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Also, when Sean Cassidy was on that storyline, which that was like crazy. Remember Robert?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So, he forgot that.
Tiffany's
wedding.
So, did you have any memories that you remember about Luke?
When everybody thought Luke was dead, he came back. Remember how he was up?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought he died in the ambulance. That was a long time ago. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is.
Mm-hmm. any other memories, David? Because I want to give everyone ample time on their memories.
Looking at our wedding, always, so.
Mm-hmm.
First
wedding.
My
dad's people in his office called in sick, and my dad didn't understand why, like, five people didn't show up that day. And Mom's like, honey, it's the Look and Load's wedding today. It was higher than Princess Diana and Solace, so. Any other memory, David?
I love the food storyline. I think he did a good job. The whole food storyline.
Mm.
I think he did a good job with that.
Oh, the parts he played. Oh, my God, the parts he played.
Mm-hmm.
And when Bill Eckert got shot and Tony Fury right there died in his arms.
Oh,
Bill Eckert died in his arms.
Yeah.
So that's my
favorite. You got a good one.
Favorite.
Mm. Wow, those are really great memories. Okay, Mandy.
Wow. Mandy.
Huh?
Mandy, it's your turn.
Yeah. Some of my favorites is like when Luke and Lauren, Lucky was over there on the run and all that. Was always running in different places and all when Lucky was a kid and
mm-hmm.
all.
The carpet bag.
Yeah. I mean, just like back in that day, times like that.
Mm.
Lucky was on there, and I was glad when Lucky was on there. I liked it when I loved. I liked when Luke was husband was actually with, I like that he got in love with Sonny and all, and all that. And there's just so much that I can count, I mean, because I've been watching I've been watching General Hospital for 20-something years.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So.
What do you want from me?
Susan. Susan, what was your favorite moment of Anthony? Oh, Susan left. Maybe your phone dropped. Okay, Mom, what's your favorite moment?
The phone. I have quite a few. I loved that Sonny got to be with him at the end. And when he handed him the gun he killed Frank Smith with.
Yes.
I started bawling I was crying during the week, right, this leading up. But it was like, it was real. They were not acting. It felt like...
No, yeah.
I mean, you could feel it for the TV. Honest to God, they weren't acting. They were, it was pure emotion between the two of them. And then Lulu, of course, they got Lulu to show up. And she with her father, and... He was a great father, the year. He should be. Because he saved how many people's lives, how many times. You know? He really, people don't think of him being the great guy that he was, which is lousy. And I was with Tiffany and Sean got married at Wacky Wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are fun times. And when he called Alexis Natasha.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, great trip to you. Lucy and Alan, Mike, Alan Quartermain, wedding with a trip. Lucy and Alan Quartermain wedding. She had a big old hat, a big old wedding dress, red dress.
There's so many. We just love them. It's the Rivadarchi. That's all it is right now. It's the Rivadarchi. It's all these seeing you. And
yeah, we will be seeing them again.
It broke
yeah.
my heart when he talked to Bobby, and then he said, there's she, and I feel like a weight was lifted from me, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, and,
he's not dead,
yeah,
my son said. To stop crying, he's not really dead.
Well,
they didn't kill him
off. But I love my brother, but he doesn't get it, so.
I know.
So my favorite moments, anytime Sonny and Luke were in the scene, taking down Frank Smith. Anytime they were at the ball, anytime they were at Luke's club, which they both owned. I loved Luke and Lucy's relationship through the years. I'm kind of sad that they didn't have a goodbye because I would love seeing that. I'm probably gonna, get hate mail for what I'm about to say, but I did like Luke and Felisa when they had their little thing, and the whole mystery of it, and I always loved Luke's relationship with Bobby, and Carly and Lucas, and the scenes with him and Lulu were real, and. I'm getting sick of people saying that Julie should be brought back for that. No, Emmy did a great job. And,
yeah, I agree.
And
she really did.
And, I love those little moments when it was Jason, Luke, and Sonny with the whole Damian Smith stuff and the whole drug stuff.
Oh, yes.
And Jason was about to take, Damien, Damien Smith. And Sonny and Luke goes,
Anthony.
They go to Jason, calm down. We can't do anything in the hospital. And, how, even though sometimes Lucky got him, drove me crazy. But I love the scene with Luke and Sonny and Lucky camping. And I also loved when the whole drug thing happened. And, you know, all guys got, you know, people were saying it was Sonny and, you know, Sonny and Zaytun were, you know, pushing drugs, but they would never do it. And
oh,
it was,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Who was it? It was, Dr. Doman. Yeah, Dr. Doman. And when Emily got hooked on drugs, you know, all the three boys were ready to, you know, kill him. And how Luke talked to Lucky about the whole drug talk. Like, thinking, oh, my God, you know, you know, he didn't say, oh, I would be mad at you if you tried drugs. But I loved how, you know, I just loved how Luke was always straightforward with that. And I loved how no matter what, you know, he was, you know, when the whole AIDS thing came out, he was on the forefront of it with Stone, and he gave Stone a job. And how Luke and Mo both opened their house to Stone, and they didn't overreact when Stone got injured by the go-kart. It was just, you know, one of those great moments that, you know, and I love, you know. You know, I will forever think there should have been more Luke and Carly scenes through the years. And I love the Metro hostage thing where, you know, Luke was going to reach in there and try to, you know, save Alan. You know, because, you know, he respected him and everything. And this, you know, the thing about it was, you know, the hostage thing was one of the, you know, best stories that they ever did. And I loved it that all the guys, you know, were in on it. And, you know, I loved how, you know, Luke, you know, Yelda Spinelli and Dylan and Milo, because everyone was, you know, kind of going after Lulu. And he goes, who are all these creeps? Who are all these dummies? And, you know, for me, those were one of the best moments, you know, in daytime. You know, any other moments that I forgot that stand out for you, everyone?
I think when Luke, he died, he told him when he died, I guess he was on the operating table, he told him a great song. I forget what song it was. He had a great voice.
Yeah.
He died when he had his heart attack or something. Something happened. Yeah. As about Luke and Helena moments.
Luke's moment with his mom, you know, played by the wonderful wonderful Lola White, was like the moments, you know, that were dreams were made of, I think. Because, you know, maybe that's why Luke had problems with Caroline this whole time. Because Carly reminded her of
Mama.
His mom. Yeah.
And what he accidentally did.
Yeah, so everyone who thinks Luke killed his mom needs to be shot at. Because it was plain and simple accident.
Yeah,
and it was one of those moments that, you know, for TV history, was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was amazing how, you know, all of it got together and how amazing everyone was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, the one outside the club, when Lou's father blew her up, and Luke was there with Sonny, and the way he took care of him, and that love between those guys was always there. They could have fought because they're best friends, you know. But I love the way they were together, even that time, any time on the show. Even when they're fighting, they love one another.
Yeah, even though when the whole Ethan Christina thing came up, and Sonny was about to kill Luke's son,
right?
You know, if it wasn't for Jason,
Ethan would be dead.
Yeah, but you know, and that's what I loved about you know, the whole thing was everyone. How he said this back, Sonny and Luke, you know, always had each other's back. You know, those couple of scenes with, with Michael was actually good, even though I've been mad at Michael for months.
So, you know that.
But I love their scenes. Like, Michael had really good respect. For it. So, I mean, those moments I will never forget. But just remember, everyone, Luke's not leaving.
No.
You know, he might be back. And, you know, I cannot wait to see, you know, Tony Gear where he belongs. But, you know, everyone, he's been working for so long. And, you know, two vacations a year wasn't going to,
that's not enough.
You know,
He's been on there since I was born.
See that?
It went 36 years, 37. So he's been here for a long time.
And they're in our house every day. That's the strange part of our folks. But the good part.
Yeah.
That they are part of our life. And they're family to me. I mean, they become part of you.
Yeah,
they
do. And
they pick on the guys for the work they did. But they had to do
that
work.
You know, and I haven't recovered for Monday, and I will probably watch it 30 or 40 more times, because that is the moment you should save. And, you know, I just love every moment that we had, you know, Sonny, Jason, and Luke moments. Those were, you know, moments I will never forget, because Steve Moe and Anthony Gill, you could tell, loved working together. You know? They were the three musketeers. I mean, you know, and what I hated was Luke didn't react, you know, that much to Jason's death, and I thought the Wild missed that. You know, he said, went over to, you know, Sonny, and they could have talked about Jason. Oh, how are you holding up? You know, I'm worried about you. Are you okay? Because I know he was like a brother to you. So, you know, those moments, they missed it. They, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, criticize them, but they did miss it. They did miss the boat on that.
I think the new staff will kind of be back with the way we love our characters and give them the respect that they need. I'm hope compared to years ago, they missed the boat on a lot of different parts of.
I loved Spinelli and Luke's kind of band too. You know, like I can't understand what he's saying.
I like him either.
Well, I could always, because, you know, I,
you're
know, Yeah, I love Bradford more than life itself. But, you know, those moments I will never forget because
no.
they made it so...
Last for
they made him so lovely and so good and so, you know, good. I mean, and they come in our homes every day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we know the characters better than they do. And that's what Zachary
mm-hmm.
Zeman always told me when she came on here, that I knew the characters inside and out better than the writers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, and we have 20 minutes left because Maggie and I are both tired. And I'm not going to say. What?
I said, this heat can just make you tired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and
I need to make
a
public statement.
What?
I need to make a public statement.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, when we were little, you guys got chickenpox, right? Or we didn't get chickenpox. We had to live through it. There's a new thing called shingles, and they found me, and it is the worst pain ever. So that's the reason why we're, one of us is
yes.
closing early tonight. Because
yes, and
it's so stupid. It's a stupid thing.
Yes, if you get, if you've got the chickenpox, you can not, you automatically get the. The shingles. My mother's already got the shingles 6 times.
What?
Oh my
God. Yes. Manny, don't tell mom that. Don't tell mom that,
Manny. I mean, I'm just being honest. Mother's already had them. Mama's already had it 6 times.
Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
One time I'm ready to cut my leg off. Yeah, my leg, and the pain is horrible. Oh, your poor mother. Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I tell anybody that...
Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, but you may not want to know it, but I mean, I tell anybody that because...
We want to be honest, you know? Thank you.
Yeah, because that... And I mean, I thank God that I haven't had it yet. I mean, I've had it... chickenpox before, and I mean, and that, like I said, Mama's had it 6 times already, and I mean, and my sister's had it once so far, and so, and luckily, I mean, right now, luckily, Mama hasn't had it again. I mean, but
God bless.
You can get it again over and over and over again.
Well,
oh,
and
God.
Remember also. Tell your mom, Mandy, then there's a singer saw now. So tell her she can get it.
You can get it
soft for her now.
I wonder if you can after you have shingles, if you can really
get
it. Yeah,
no, my doctor told my grandma, because grandma just recently had it. You know. So, and I want to say my little fall, okay, I was at Dairy Queen, and minding my own business, and we just got in the door, my friend Terry and I, and down I went. Okay, my side and my back, and okay, my butt has been hurting, and... You know, I thought it would go away after a couple of days. No, it still hasn't gone away. And
Bodies, yeah.
Yeah, no, I called Maggie on my way to the
That's
ER, cool. And she had this feeling that I was gonna tell her that, and you know, she was right.
I had a weird feeling all night. And then you call from your cell phone, which was wacky because we usually talk on the house phone, right?
Yeah.
And I go, something happened to Carl. And I told it to Carl. And all of a sudden, you're on the phone and you told me what happened. And I go, shit, I didn't want to be right. But,
well, yeah, I didn't want you to be right, but, you know.
No.
We are going to be talking days in a bit. because we might be getting called for Days of a Life, Maggie.
Oh my God, really?
But someone that hasn't called in a while. You know, someone that, you know, that I've been texting all week, you know, someone that didn't call me, but called Grandma the other night. And I'm very good about it. But okay, you know, Ryan, I just wanna say, for people for B&B out there, I still don't think Allie is dead. It went too by too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we wanna say about B&B this week, Maggie, really quick.
Really quick? Okay, really quick. My family's going to fire them. I know for sure that they notified the next of kin because they have to go to the morgue and identify a body. And it takes time. And poor Steffi had a telephone, and then the next day they have a memorial? I go, excuse me? I mean, they missed a lot on that. I think the writing was very, very weak. They should have had more.
Sloppy.
Or is she still alive?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
this is all
and all I gotta say about why and all, is don't go after my Neil. Don't. Neil is being revengeful right now, and my husband doesn't mean to. But, you know, I understand it. And I love you, Kristoff. Come on the show. Oh, you know, just come marry me, you know, with Abu coming first. And so, you know, I mean, for B&B and Y&O, I mean, I'm enjoying the shows, but, you know, for B&B, they did a disservice to it, to Allie Duff, and I will say it, you know, and there were so many people that should have been there that wasn't, in my opinion.
I think Darla killed her if she was dead.
Yeah, no, I think Darla did too. I totally agree with you. I really think she did it, and you know, it was one of those moments where what mother would tell their kid to to go do all of that.
Never. Never in a million years.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Where's Macy at? Did Macy really die, Darla's sister?
Yes.
Her older daughter?
She died. Yeah, yeah. She died.
Oh.
She didn't die from her. I'm
going to let her. She died. She died and came back.
Oh. I'm so good. I know that.
Maybe they could resurrect her because I don't think she's Bobby Eats' working right now except for singing and, you know, acting. I don't think she's been doing. Because, Lauren, my heart goes out to that poor man. I'm so thrilled that Windsor's back, but man, what a way to come back.
Well, yeah.
I want to say I've been enjoying Jaded Bowling Beef. I just stopped watching it. It's a really good show.
Ooh,
I just stopped watching it. I think it's great.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard to our side. But no, I'm looking at Boat on the Beautiful right now. Because now I want to know. What happened? We have a caller. Yay! Okay, we are switching gears to Days of a Life. 503, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello,
how is everybody?
We are great. I'm I am so hot.
All right.
No, I mean, you know, because it's like 95 here.
It's 104 at me. It is the first nap I've taken in I don't know how many years. And I'm still tired. I think the heat should make me
So we are going to talk about our dates.
Welcome back.
We missed you.
I missed her.
Yes. You made, Carl, Maggie has singles.
As what? Shingles?
Singles.
Yes.
Oh, God. I feel so horrible for y'all.
Thank you. Grandma thinks she gave them to me on the phone.
Probably. Oh, you poor thing. That's awful.
I want to warn anybody that it's horrible, so don't get it. I mean, if you can get the
shot.
Yeah,
no, I'm going to get it. I get everything my grandmother gets, so I'm already cursed.
Me too.
I hope not.
Remember? Well, I mean, if you don't have a heart attack, then, you know, you are really in a good shape. But that won't come until later in life. That won't come until you're 80.
No, my mama almost had a heart. Mama did have a massive heart attack, and she almost died from it.
From what? Shingles?
No, from a massive heart attack. My mama has had shingles 6 times.
Holy
crap. Yeah.
And my sister shingles.
She's a trooper, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so we are talking dates. We have 7 minutes left. And, okay, what did everyone think about the proposal this week?
The proposal. Oh, I loved it. I'm glad she once was honest. Good job,
yes,
girl.
Yes, I know.
You didn't lie. And it got you in a good place. I love them together. I think they're adorable.
Yeah, and you know what? I could kill Serena. I want Serena gone. And
Eric was the one annoying me. Eric was, like, really annoying me. It's like, shut up. Get over it. Like,
get over it already.
Now you're begging for it? Go away. Shut up. Nothing happened. You make it act like this huge thing happened. Get over yourself. You're so annoying.
So, yeah.
And the Serena goes that they slept together. Well, who the hell slept in that condition? And they didn't do it.
No, he kept acting like they did. It's just like, I mean, honestly, even if you did at that moment, you pretty much thought you were dying. So it's not that it's excusable, but, you know, it kind of is. So, thank goodness
she
they did it.
She wanted to be
loved
one time. Right.
Yeah.
We don't want to be loved, dude. If it's just one time, I mean. I could have strangled him and Serena. Serena, oh, God. I love her.
Yeah.
Melissa Archer. I was glad she was on the show, but I want to kill her.
We saw her on One Life to Live. So, you know, we thought her coming on was a great idea at first, but not now.
Not now.
Did maybe you just said she's on Archer?
Mm-hmm.
No, One Life.
No way. What?
May you remember on? She was Natalie on One Life to Live.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, she was good on One Life to Live.
No, I was thinking of a different show. Never mind, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
They get mixed up. I know they do.
Yeah, I mean, that's we do. I want Xander, and usually love the name because that's the name of my little nephew. But I want Xander dead. Dead and buried. Vic Deal should have Stefano kill the bastard.
Kill who?
Excuse my friend.
Xander.
Karakas
was my nephew. The brother he didn't like. So.
Yeah, I can't hear you that well.
I'm sorry.
No, not you, Maggie. You know what, though? I actually want, I like Chad and Abigail. I kind of do. I think Ben's just so lame. And he's just too needy.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm torn, but the more I watch, the more I think Chad D'Amico reform himself.
Definitely. Yeah, I don't even care. Even if he's a bad boy, like, I love EJ, too. Like, you gotta love a little
kid. Oh, yeah.
Your man. And I don't know. I think they're a better pair. I hope she is pregnant with his kid, because...
Oh, yeah.
She won't be.
Spoiler alert. We believe he is, but Clyde, stupid Clyde needs to die, too.
Oh, he's gonna change the DNA.
Yeah. He
does.
Yes.
I pictured that. I totally pictured that happening.
Tech.
Yeah.
He got to lab tech for threatening his family to have the sample come out as his son. If he has the sample come out as son's.
Yeah. I didn't know, though, because that would be, I picture Stefano kind of being on top of that, too. So it's like,
I mean, Stefano has been lacking. But, I mean, I love seeing, love seeing Stefano. I love the scene a couple of weeks ago with Stefano and Victor.
And Victor,
you know,
yeah, that was fabulous.
I mean, they might not always, you know, be best friends, but when they have a common enemy together,
right,
they are great. You
yeah,
know,
I love
it's
that
like,
moment, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because
I
Victor apologized for EJ passing away. And then when Stefano heard about what happened to Sonny, you know, he's like, you know, so
yeah.
I mean, I love their little band too, and I haven't watched today yet.
I haven't watched today either.
Yeah.
I'm like really still over that stupid new Will. I just can't deal with him. He's so I really literally fast forward. I can't stand to even see his face. He's the worst actor ever. He's just so annoying. Like, get a new Will. I don't even care if it's a totally new one, but this one's not working.
Mm-hmm. No, and all he does is complain. You know, and I just want to slap him.
Yeah, he's just annoying.
There was a rumble today. You're going to enjoy it.
There was what?
A rumble. I mean, there was a fight.
Oh.
Yeah. It's going to, you'll enjoy it once you see it tonight.
Yeah, good. And
well,
Rachel
and Hope,
I think I heard that through the grapevine, too. They're going to get together because what's his butt leaving the show?
Aiden. You know,
he can't get
a real
job.
Aiden's leaving, but I think because Bo will only be back for the 50th. Oh, and Sammy will also be back for like almost 3 or 4 weeks, I've been hearing.
That's it?
For now. For now, I mean, you know, the thing is they are 6 months ahead. So they are not going to,
see the Lifetime movies.
You know,
not Lifetime
but,
movies.
Yeah, but see, I mean, they are not going to tell us everything that is going on. You know,
yeah.
I mean, but I know a lot of people that is coming back. Sean and Bill are both coming back for on dates. And Pat is coming back. And Maggie, am I missing anyone?
His son. Tell his son.
Stephen Nichols.
Pat can tell his son is being cast.
Kayla's husband.
You know, remember Stephen, Kayla? Remember Steve and Kayla?
Patrick and Kelly, yeah.
Well, she's having problems with her phone. But Days of Our Life 50th is going to be awesome. and we are going to have some people on it doing the 50th anniversary. I'm working on it right now. And next
week. I thought that already happened.
No.
Technically, the whole year they celebrate, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a whole year.
Okay.
And next
50 years, holy cow.
Oh. Yeah. And next week I will be having Zodi Vasari from AMC and Guiding Light on a Monday. On Tuesday I will be having Brad Mall from Zenner Hospital Tony Jones. Monday I will have Kathleen Gotti on, and I will have Jimmy Hollywood on Thursday, and then Friday there's a very special guest, but we are still working out the details. And the week after that we are going to be busy with interviews all month long.
Yes.
How August 9th will be. So, Carl, will you be calling in next Friday, or will you plan next Friday?
No, I will be out of town, and my phone will say, I'm sorry, the person you're calling is not accepting.
Aww. Call Grandma.
But,
I already called my grandma. No, I'm just kidding.
But people can text you, right?
Yeah, I was just kidding. I'm just talking
about the
boys at home that call me and harass me. How do you wash the dishes? How do you change the toilet paper roll? How do you take out garbage? How do you do laundry? How do you cook dinner? Yeah, those are the people I'm not answering. Figure it out, boys.
Yeah, figure it out, boys. There are two. Oh, before we close the show, big news, two set, one good thing, one sad thing. Rowdy Piper from Oregon, he was a wrestler.
He passed away.
He passed away. And
my villager
was
from Chicago.
Say, what?
My Billy Pierce, a pitcher from the Chicago White Sox, he passed today.
Oh.
He was a pitcher?
And,
mm-hmm. Back in the 59 when we were the Go-Go Sox.
Wow.
He had a great
little
arm.
Little legend.
Oh, what a great arm.
And then
earlier this week, Bobby Christina Brown passed away.
Mm.
And my all prayers go out to Bobby Christina's Brown family. Even though she passed away this week, and we want to say happy birthday to Justin from Days of Our Life and Ned Aston from Zenner Hospital. He's 57 today.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow, he looks fabulous.
Was he?
He's good looking. He looks really good.
Yeah. I thought he was like 40. I thought he was,
I knew he wouldn't be 40, but like he looks really good for almost 60. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, and people, stay cool. Stay cool. It's going to be a hot one this weekend for the West Coast. I don't know. Is it going to be hot there, Maggie?
It's supposed to be hot in the Central Coast, too. I mean, Central. But we're going to get the rain so that it gets our wonderful humidity up, which I hate.
Well, pray for me when I leave to the East Coast, I don't end up with a tick.
Oh, that's right. Google Sue's sister.
They're like, no, the Connecticut's like the biggest state for ticks. I'm like, what?
Oh,
that will be my luck. I'll end up with a freaking tick. No.
Oh no.
And Carl, I will hopefully, maybe we could talk tomorrow or Sunday, because what you leaving? What, Monday or Tuesday?
Monday, yeah.
Well, at least you're not leaving on a grand, on Grandma and Granny's anniversary, August 4th, that would be a doomed flight. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But this text me this weekend, Carl, and we are going to close the show, and we will be back on Monday.
Okay. Everyone have a fabulous weekend.
Okay.
Hi, Maggie.
Monday.
Good to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you, Michelle. Let's talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.